The Gemara says in Dafin Chesim Beis that Amar Rav Mishum Rebuven Ben Itzrabuli Min Atayim Nevinu Meksuvim Min Hashem Ishalish. We have rayas from Atayim Nevinu Meksuvim that there's a special hashkacha, a special inyan in Shiduchim that we see clearly Min Hashem Ishalish. We could see the Yad Hashem how he's mesavev the Shiduchim and brings rayah to Chesuv Yan Lavanu Besuil V'yamu Min Hashem Yotza Hadavar. That when a shidduch happens, you know clearly it's Min Hashem Yotza Hadavar. There's a special Yad Hashem in the inyan of Shiduchim even more than other places. Now there's a fascinating story that brings out this point, how far this really goes. This is brought down in the Sefer Berachos Chasanim from Reb Nissim Kaplan Shlita, on page Reish Ayin Beis. He brings down a maisa that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Ephraim Berdyansky. So Reb Ephraim Berdyansky said over that around 400 years ago, there was a Sefer that was put out by one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and this Sefer had an interesting minig. When he said a vart, when he said a chiddush, he would end off or start off by saying, "Mechein nigla alai b'chazayin Hashem." This vart appeared to me in a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or he would say, "Bechein amar Hashem." Hashem said this vart. So when he said a vart and he liked it, he said he was miyachas it. He claimed that he heard this vart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Chachmei Dair at the time, the other Chacham in that generation, took issue with that. They felt that's not a proper way of speaking. He's sort of claiming to be a Navi Shaker. He's claiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and gave him haskama on his vart. And they said that that should not be written. They were not happy with that way of writing. And he said back to them that it's not a taina because everyone knows I don't mean it. I'm not really claiming that Hashem spoke to me. This is a melitza. This is a way of speaking. When you have a vart and you believe it's emes, you say that, you know, even Hashem agrees to this vart, but not that you actually heard it from Hashem. And he brought a riot himself. He says, you find in Parshas Chayisara when it comes to the zivug of Yitzchak and Rivka. So love and totally ezer. Hine Rivka levenecha kach v'lech. Go take Rivka. V'tia isha lebena adonecha kasher diber Hashem. You should go ahead and marry Rivka. Yitzchak should marry Rivka, and it should be a good shidduch like Hashem has spoken. Kasher diber Hashem. He says, where was Hashem medaber? We don't find anywhere that Hashem said anything over here about the shidduch being a good shidduch. Hashem didn't say a word about it. What does it mean, kasher diber Hashem? Elamai says, what does it mean? That they Hashem didn't speak to him. But that's a melitza. It's a way of speaking. They're just saying when the shidduch looks like a good shidduch, looks like everything is good, then to a way of saying that it's a good shidduch is by saying Hashem approved the shidduch, Hashem was diber, even though Hashem didn't actually say it. So if you could use that, if the Torah uses such a lashon, I can use that lashon as well. So the Chachmei Dairai said back to him, they said that's not a riot, camping around from shidduchim, because shidduchim is a whole different parasha. Shidduchim is a special din, 40 days before it's used, a Vlad Abaskol comes out and says, Bas pleni lepleni, like we see in our Gemara over here, Mashem Isha Leish is a special hashkacha, that this shidduch should be a shidduch, and he says when you see a shidduch and it works out and it seems like this is a good shidduch, then you can know bevirus and Hashem decreed that it should be. This is mamash kasher diba Hashem. We didn't hear the words of Hashem, the actual words of him saying it, but when the shidduch seems to work out and has the simanim of a good shidduch, then itaka is diba Hashem. The baskel came out and was machazit, Hashem was kaveh me Hashem isha leish, and there is a special hashkach in shidduchim. So within shidduchim, it's not wrong to say the words kasher diber Hashem. It's mamish as if you heard Hashem say it. But by other things, by stam, by tar, you don't have right to do it. And therefore, they said there's no raya from here to be able to do that in your sefer. And therefore, they disagreed with his usage of the words kasher diber Hashem in his sefer. But al kopanim, we see from here what it means. The Hashem ishalish, how far it goes. It's mamish by, when you see a shidduch, when things work out, when it seems to be a good shidduch, we can be confident that this is mamish a diber Hashem. There was a diber from Hashem. There was a baskel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that shetaka be a good shidduch, and it was all done by hashkachim.